Valentine. I hope your Valentine's dreams are all coming true. Unless your dream is having a puppet show with 20-year-old coal miners, then I hope your dreams have not come true, because that is vulgar. But...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I hope your Valentine's dreams are all coming true.
Yes!
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1577 of the BFO for Monday, the 10th of February, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, and we're going to talk about Poodle's new computer antics.
Yes, Big Freddy!
Hello, face spacers.
Big Freddy, that's where I'm spending my time now.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're a Monday. It's going well. Y'all, it's VD week. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, by the way, I'll tell you why I sound like a living hell today. And y'all, I am having some Theraflu. It's not green tea, which is, of course, trademark Vera Charles. It's helping my throat. Now, I'll tell you more about all of that as we go along. But first of all, y'all, we are just going to hit this first topic head on.
Yes, Big Freddy.
y'all, I started getting these messages over the weekend, and they were saying, "Big Freddy, a Poodle McNoodle sent me a friend request on the Face Space," and I'm like, "Oh, really?"
That is silly.
So I didn't know anything about it. And I found Poodle, and I said, "All right, Poodle, why am I getting these messages?" And Poodle, why don't you tell her?
"Well, Big Freddy, it's just..." "Big Freddy, it's just that everybody wanted you to be on the Face Space, and I know that you would never do it because you're just hard-headed when it comes to that sort of thing." And that's exactly right, Poodle. I am hard-headed when it comes to that. "So, Big Freddy, me and the Squeaky Kitty... we decided to do the Face Space, and I have an account, and it's Poodle McNoodle, and I sent out quite a few friend requests. Now, Big Freddy, I have to admit, I don't really know what I'm doing over there yet, but I'm learning, and everyone is helping me out, and it's just lovely." And Squeaky Kitty likes it too. But now, Poodle, let's make this very clear to everyone. This is you on the Face Space, you and Squeaky Kitty, and it's not me. Y'all, it is not me on the Face Space, so don't send Big Fatty messages. "No, Big Fatty, this is just me and the Squeaky Kitty."
And but don't send Big Fatty messages over there, because, y'all, I ain't checking. I ain't checking the Face Space, you know? It's just, "No, Big Fatty, this is all my doing, and you don't need to worry 1 second about it." And so, y'all, oh, y'all, what is that? That is, oh, that's the end of the chicken soup.
Yes, Big Freddy.
And so, y'all, if you would like to follow, no, you don't follow people on the Face. You friend them, I think.
Yes, Big Freddy. Friend.
And if you want to friend Squeaky Kitty and Poodle, they're over there on the Face Space, and y'all just have fun over there.
Yes, Big Freddy, and I was afraid you were going to be mad at me for doing that.
No, you're just, Poodle, you're a modern-day woman, and Squeaky Kitty is a modern-day kitty. Y'all just get over there and squeak and squawk,
Big Freddy,
all you want. But folks, just remember, it is not Big Fatty over there. So when you're talking to Poodle, you're talking to Poodle. You're not talking to Big Fatty.
Big Freddy, you've said it enough. Now tell us about the weekend.
I will. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, of course, since the last time we spoke, y'all, we had Bacon Fest, and we had lots of Miss Bacon's calls, and y'all, there's still more. But y'all, I'm happy to report. Well, I shouldn't say I'm happy to report, but y'all, I'm reporting to you that I've gotten about five more cellular telephonic voice letters, and y'all, none of them are from Miss Bacon.
Big Fatty, that was ugly to say you were happy there. None of them for her.
Well, that's not what I meant. anyway, so, y'all, of course, let me have another little sip of this.
Yes, Big Fatty, we'll listen to the music. Big Fatty.
y'all, of course, it was the big conference. It was the regional coal miners conference, and y'all, these are up and coming coal miners, and y'all, they were in here, and we had about 450 of them around, and y'all, coal miners are nothing but magnets for disease. One moment. So, y'all, I think that just being around them, I've gotten kind of the crud. Now, I have just a very slight tickle in my throat, but it has not developed into a sore throat or anything like that. And I'm taking my echinacea and my vitamin C. Everything is, and I'm doing my Theraflu also. Yes, Big Daddy. that's where that is. But y'all, it was a very successful conference. I gotta say, worked many long hours this weekend. I was there until, I don't know what time were we there till Thursday night. I don't know, maybe 9 o'clock or so. then on Friday, I was there from 7:30 a.m. in the morning till about, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And then Saturday, I was there like from 8 a.m. in the morning till about 8 o'clock p.m. in the evening. So, y'all, it's just kind of worn me down. And I think I'm as much tired as I am coming down with something. But anyway, we're trying to make the best of it. But anyway, y'all, let's see. I did on a Friday, y'all. I did take a little bit of a lunch break, and y'all,
Big Fatty, shake it. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, play the music.
Can you hear that? Can you?
Yes, Big Fatty.
Y'all, I ran over to the Von's East real quick. I needed some fried chicken is quite frankly what I went over there for. But y'all, I picked up a couple of other things. Y'all, I needed some more of my good Ezekiel bread, and they had it on sale. I got me some Parmesan cheese, because y'all, you know I want to make the chicken cutlets, and instead of coating them in flour, I roll them in the Parmesan cheese and then fry them in butter.
Big Fatty, it's heart attack on a plate.
It is. And y'all, then they had some of that good hard salami.
Big Fatty, vulgar.
No, a hard salami is good.
Big Fatty, it still sounds vulgar.
And I got my fried chicken bazooms, and y'all, I picked up a lime too, because I thought I might do Gen Week this week. But y'all, since I'm kind of under the weather, one moment, please. y'all, I've decided to put Gen Week off to next week, but we are gonna do it next week. Anyway, I spent $19.63, and I saved $3.18.
Big Fatty, that was hardly worth even telling us about.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, and then, of course, whenever I go to the Von's East, on my way back to the Fat Cave, I went by the P.O.
Barks, Big Fatty, that Theraflu seems to be helping.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I went by then. There was not one, but two, I say, chew cads in there. Y'all, the first one is from South Dakota. Big Fatty, I wonder who it's from. I don't know. But y'all, it's in a robin egg blue envelope. Y'all, it makes me think of springtime. Big Fatty. And y'all, you open it, I'm opening it up, and it says, Big Fatty, it says, yes, today's your day. Wow, live it up. Big Fatty, it's a living up cad. And it says, enjoy, celebrate. And then it says, hope your day is all you hope for and more. Happy birthday.
Big Fatty, it's not your birthday.
It's from Miss Bacon.
Oh, well, Big Fatty, that makes perfect sense why you'd get a birthday card in February.
Anyway, one moment, please. And Miss Bacon writes, Fatty, I know it's not your birthday, but it's quite possible that it is someone else's birthday. Oh. So this wish goes out to all the birthday people. Hope your day is grand. Gosh, my handwriting is such crap. Seriously, Fatty, I will print so you can read this. Big Fatty, that's lovely. And y'all, there are quite a few birthdays coming up here at towards the end of the month. And you know, we had a couple over the weekend and a few at the beginning of the month. So Big Fatty, that's pretty much all the birthdays, beginning, middle, and end. But y'all, that's pretty neat that it said live it up. It didn't say little show, but anyway. And y'all, our second card, y'all, it's from Mexico. Big Fatty, it must be from a lesbian. Well, I don't know. Let's just open it and see. Let's just open it. Y'all, it's a big red envelope. I wonder if it's a Valentine. Big Fatty, should you wait and open it? I don't know. And y'all, if it looks like a Valentine, I will stop and I will wait to read it. Big Fatty, no, it's not a Valentine. It's got a picture of a kitty on the front. And it says, y'all, it's a big old fat cat, and it says, Pulika Million Pulika N Nim is Latam.
Big Fatty, what does that mean?
I have no fucking idea. I think it means kitty. Are you a kitty? Am I a fat kitty? Big Fatty, you don't know what that means. And oh, dear God, say, y'all, it's a scratch off in here. It's a crema scratch off. Big Fatty. And y'all, it says, oh wait, we've got the translation on the inside here, and it says on the front, it says turkey. What turkey? Haven't seen any. Big Fatty. And then on printed inside, it says Hazan Az Unip Olean Sok Orament Aminit Sisk Zeretnel Bulldog Karaskunt. And y'all, I'm sure it's from a lesbian because it's evidently talking about bulldogs.
Big Fatty.
And y'all, the translation is, let the holiday season bring you as much joy as you might want it to bring you. Merry Crema, lots of love, Hat M and Mr. Z.
Big Fatty, it was a lesbian.
It was. And it says, P.S. The scratch-off card is last year's scratch-off card, so if you win anything, it'll still be a non-winner.
Big Fatty!
And it says, Dear Big Fatty and Poodle McNoodle, this is last year's card that never got to the post office. Maybe this year. Well, I wish you a happy time for this season full of gourmet food and lots of cake. Big fatty cake. Thank you for being here in 2012 and 2013, bringing a lot of love, laughs, and support. What is that? 2014 is going to be lovely as long as there's cake. Big fatty cake makes everything better. And y'all, that's a Hallmark card, and it's written in Mexican. Y'all, we'll do that scratch off later on. But Hadam, thank you so much. Big fatty, you should have played the crema music during that. Yeah, well, let me play it now. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, I don't know if that was sent prior to Hadam being named the number one fan of the BFO for 2014 or not. But anyway, Hadam, thank you so much. And please thank Mr. Zed also. Yes, me buddy. And anyway, we'll just let the crema music play in the background while I finish telling you about the weekend. Because, you know, the number one fan loves the crema music. Yes, me buddy. And anyway, then on Saturday, y'all, there was and y'all, I gotta say this. Let me just put this out there right now. Old Vader and Larry Clive, they worked much longer than Big Fatty did. So y'all, I know that they are just poop deck pappy after this weekend. So anyway, but y'all, I think everybody did a terrific job, and kudos and congratulations to old Veda and to Larry Cly and all the coal miners that were putting it all together. Yes, Big Freddy, lovely. Y'all, then on Saturday, what did I do on Saturday? Oh, I finished all my duties, and y'all, then I came home, and Granny came over, and y'all, we were off to the Dudley Do Right. Yes, Big Freddy, and y'all, we just had a lovely evening, and y'all, by the way, coming up on Thursday, Granny and I are going to be going over to the Horror Hotel for VD weekend. Big Freddy Volga! There may be some puppet shows or something. Big Freddy, please, we don't need details. But anyway, Miss Water's going to stay home and take care of the puppy dogs. Big Freddy, lovely! Poodle will be taking care of the squeaky kitty. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, dear Gussie, let me just finish out the weekend. On Sunday, y'all got up early Sunday morning. I went over to the Whole Foods. Big Freddy, is that with a W? It is. And y'all, I got me some fresh squeezed orange juice and some of that forest bacon. And so, y'all, that's the weekend. I've been watching the Olympics. Oh, I watched some of the opening ceremony Friday night, y'all, but I fell asleep. Big Freddy. Y'all, at the beginning of today, a little show, y'all. You heard the little Aussie battler from over there, down there in the future. And y'all, don't forget, this week you'll see some special artwork from Miss Lauren. And Scotty, any wishes you have for everybody this week?
I hope your Valentine's dreams are all coming true.
Oh, mine are mainly nightmares, right, Squeaky?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.